Live from San Diego, it's the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Quick reminder, if you want to reach the show, you can do so by sending an email to davidspoon@kprz.com. Let me do a quick review of the weather. We've kind of lost the weather sound because it's not quite the same thing, so we'll just do this now. Weather, fantastico, fantastico. You like that?
Wow, the weather sounds like a nice Italian dish.
Yeah, it's a fantastico. It's an unbelievable weather. Traffic? Yeah, that's terrible. Forget the traffic thing. It's look at the weather. Come on. You know, in places like New York, they're going, hey, it's kind of polluted around here. But in places like San Diego, we're, wow, how nice is this? So while we're talking about great weather, let's make sure we do this. I want to talk about this first, and then we're going to get into our Facebook post. The trip to Israel. Ba, 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 ba. October 24th through November 3rd. Ba, ba. You go to experienceisraeltour.com. Here's the question. How would you like to have... If you've never been to Israel before, how would you like to have an opportunity to put to geographical connection what your faith has been removing and processing in you and working in you and filtering in you and lifting up in you and putting down in you and altering you and making you look like Jesus? How would you like to take that faith, put a geographical connection to it, and understand that the next time you read the Bible after you visit Israel, you'll know exactly the spot that they're talking about because you'll have been there. How about making that part of your faith come alive to a new level? That's what Experience Israel is all about. That's the whole premise. The premise is for people to understand that they can put something to that faith that gives them a connection and enhancement for that faith. Oh, by the way, Pastor Alistair Begg will be coordinating on the tour guiding and on the teaching. So you're getting the top level teaching, one of the top teachers in the nation. Oh, by the way, it's all inclusive. Oh, by the way, there's going to be a bunch of us Salem hosts, local hosts going. And we're going to have a bunch of friends and a bunch of people from San Diego. $250 deposit. Go to experienceisraeltour.com. I'm running right now. Where are you running to, Dave? Experienceisraeltour.com. We just got an email in from Reuven today from Israel. He's going to be on the show next week. We're just coordinating and finalizing the times. Going to be totally awesome. So we say, come on. Come on and join us. It'll be fun. Okay, let's go because of our time constraints today, because at 3:30 we have the Palestinian Christian. That's what I'm going to say. I'm going to start calling Sam the Palestinian Christian. Now, he's a realtor and he does realty work, but I want to make sure everybody knows it's the Palestinian Christian, and he's going to come in and talk with a Jewish Christian, and we're going to break bread together in fellowship. But before he gets here later on in the hour, we want to make sure we get our Facebook stuff taken care of. Facebook post music, please. This is a version of Dragnet, if you haven't figured that out. Although, I'm sorry, what did you say? It was done by who?
No, it's called Dragnet All Jazzed Up.
Oh, All Jazzed Up.
By Enoch Light and his orchestra.
So it's Dragnet in jazz. Wow, that's pretty wild. All right, here we go. Today's Facebook post, I love. Let me tell you, this was one of the passages that made me maybe grasp Christianity just a little better. John 14:9. John 14:9. Now, for those that are familiar with John, the Gospel of John, 14:6 is where Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. So after that wonderful saying that gives us a sense of how things really operate, there was a further conversation with Jesus and Philip. And Philip's like, okay, well, show us the way. And da-da-da-da. Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and life. And he's like, well, what about you just show us the Father? I mean, Philip was still trying to process this. And so Philip asked a question about Jesus and understanding Jesus and understanding the Father. And here's what Jesus said, and I just want you to think about this as a Christian. Get out of the high horse for a minute and just think. John 14:9, Jesus answered, "Don't you know me, Philip? Even after I have been among you such a long time." Listen to that. Jesus answered, "Don't you know me, Philip? Even after I have been among you such a long time." Now, I just want you to kind of envision this is towards the end of Jesus's ministry. They're certainly at that 3-year point. Some people say three, some say 3.5. Argue about it later. Here's the point. The point is Jesus turns to Philip, one of the 12 who's been hanging out, right? Been hanging out with everybody. And Jesus turns to him and says, "Don't you know me after you've been with me such a long time?" Now, here's my question. I've been a Christian for 36 years. You know what? I don't want Jesus to ask me this question. I don't want him to ask it. "David, don't you know me after I've been with you for such a long time?" Like, I'm sorry. You know, it's like I would feel horrible in that sense. So the post was, do we after all this time know him, or do we after all this time know of him? Do we know him, or do we know of him? Are we connected to him in a way that we can say we know him? Or are we connected to a group of people that know him and we think we can know him by osmosis? Here's the question, and I don't want you to answer it to me because I am nobody. But when Jesus says to Philip, "Don't you know me after I've been among you such a long time?" Do you not think if he would say it to one of the 12, he would just as easily say that to you and I? Don't you think he would just as easily say that to you and me? "Don't you know me after I've been with you such a long time?" And I would venture to say there's probably way too many Christians who would have to, if they were answering honestly, say, "Nope, I don't think I know you quite well enough." There is this sense where we have a knowledge of the Lord. We get a knowledge of the Lord from some things that, you know, we gather from his word. And we have a knowledge from the Lord in some of those fellowship elements. But if you are not talking to God, if you are not spending time in conversation, even if that conversation, by the way, is silence, you to him, but your heart is being poured out before him. If you are just connecting to the Lord from all these exterior positions of other people, other fellowships, other things that you hear, if you're connecting to Jesus apart from knowing Jesus, then you don't know Jesus. And it doesn't interest me if somebody has given somebody a label or not. You know, the great preacher Billy Sunday was he was the first person to say it, even though you've heard it 100 times. He said, you know, people, they go to church, they think, "Well, I'm a Christian because I go to church." He goes, "Going to church," he said in his teachings, that going to church doesn't make you any more Christian than walking through the garage makes you a car. We need to not know of the Lord. We need to know the Lord. We need to be in communion with the Lord. We need to talk to the Lord. We need to be in his word in a way that we're not doing it just to say, I read the word, but we're allowing the word to speak to us. In fact, when you open up your Bible, the very next time, just add this, "Lord, right now, through your word, speak to me." Add that. Yeah, he continually speaks, but there's times where he speaks deeper with more clarity, more power, more effectiveness, and that has a lot more to do with you and I than it does with him. Jesus said to Philip, "Even after all this time, don't you know me? Don't you know me after all this?" We need to be able to say, "Yes, Lord, we know you." You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. When we come back, we're going to be looking at a little history. Don't go anywhere.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 a.m. KPRZ.
Now through February 15th, buying a new Honda is easier than ever. It's the Easy to Love sale at your 9 Honda dealers of San Diego County. Fall in love with the prices on an Accord, Civic, or CRV. Go to sdhondadealers.com for sale info.
Maranatha Christian Schools invites you to our open house extravaganza. On Thursday, February 12th, we are hosting an open house for the elementary and high school. Parents, grandparents, and guardians are invited to hear about the excellent academics, music, art, computers, robotics, and athletic programs that Maranatha Christian School provides. We actively promote our STEM program, and with our commitment to the arts, MCS is now STEAM-driven too. Our credentialed and experienced teachers care for their students and encourage them to excel academically, develop good character, and a sense of community. Map testing and compass learning also help to facilitate personalized learning. Since 1991, Maranatha Christian Schools has provided excellent education, and now you can come visit MCS and see for yourself how important you and your family are to us. Our teaching, coaching, and administrative staff are looking forward to meeting you at the open house Thursday, February 12th at 6 p.m. Please call us at 858-759-9737 or visit maranathachristianschools.org to learn more. That's maranathachristianschools.org.
The San Diego Master Chorale, known as the Voice of San Diego, is coming to La Jolla Presbyterian Church as part of the 53rd Concert Series season. The 100 Voice Choir frequently performs with the San Diego Symphony, the San Diego Opera, and around the world. Now here's your opportunity to hear them for free in the beautiful and acoustically amazing La Jolla Presbyterian Church Sanctuary. The concert is Sunday, February 22nd at 4 in the afternoon. Master Chorale will be joined by San Diego Treasure, the Houseman Quartet. If you'd like to enjoy an evening of 100 beautiful voices, powerfully and gracefully singing joyous music that will enrich your soul, then be sure to mark your calendar for Sunday, February 22nd. The concert is free admission, there's free parking in the underground garage, and a reception with the performers after the concert. The San Diego Master Chorale free concert, Sunday, February 22nd, La Jolla Presbyterian Church at 4 p.m.
In addition to being experts at new roof construction, old roof repairs, remodeling and maintenance, did you know that Excalibur Roofing is also an expert in waterproofing? That's right, no water allowed. Sorry, Rubber Ducky. From using the top-of-the-line LifeDeck systems for deck coating to flat or sloping roofs, Excalibur Roofing covers the angles. Get it? With over 20 years of experience, an active member in the BBB, licensed and bonded in roofing classifications, plus testimonials from people just like you, you can count on Excalibur Roofing. Call 760-743-8803. That number again, 760-743-8803. Or go online to their website at excaliberroofing.com. The best part of all their estimates are free. Just give them a call. What have you got to lose? But leaks, not onions. 760-743-8803. For residential or commercial help, remember Excalibur Roofing. They've got you covered.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. You know who's coming up at the bottom of the hour? Our very own Sam Rasul. That's the Palestinian Christian. That's our name. That's the name we call him, the Palestinian Christian. And he's coming to meet with a Jewish Christian. And together, we're going to be Christians together. And he's going to talk about real estate because we want him to get business. But how cool is that, that you can have a Palestinian and a Jewish guy sit in a room together and acknowledge that Jesus Christ is Lord, right? Come on. You all know that's cool. If you want to reach the show, you can do so by sending an email to davidspoon@kprz.com. I got two things I need to do, a story and then kind of like some history. And then you're going to see how they connect at the end. So this is one of those, oh, I get it. He sewed it together at the very end.
Well, you should do the story first because then the story will be history and then you can just go ahead and do history.
How many sewing classes did you actually take?
One.
Okay. If you'll remember, we have been working kind of indirectly with Charles Lemandry. We've been supporting them, essentially, is what we've been doing, and hoping that people will be a part of what they're doing. Charles Lemandry from the Defense Fund, he's the chief counsel and the president, and he has had this case where they have been working to defend this group called Jonah. And Jonah is a Jewish group that helps guys that feel like, I'm not comfortable being a homosexual. I'd like to change. I'd like to go from more of the gay to straight. Well, they're under a big lawsuit from the Southern Poverty Law Center because the Southern Poverty Law Center says you can only go straight to gay. You're not allowed to go gay to straight. Okay, which nobody in the universe understands that. That's the stupidest thing ever. And then you know why the law center is doing that, because that's the kind of people they are. So we kind of understand what's going on there. But a judge in New Jersey, this will take the cake right here. When I told this to our own Kevin Davis, his whole spirit went down and he was just sulking. Because, and with good reason, a New Jersey judge has barred any experts that Jonah would bring in this case to defend their position. A New Jersey judge hearing the lawsuit made against the sexual orientation charge has decided to bar any testimony from any expert regarding homosexuality being a mental disorder. Let me just finish what the judge said and then we'll comment. The overwhelming weight of scientific authority concludes that homosexuality is not a disorder or abnormal. The universal acceptance of that scientific conclusion, save for the outliers such as Jonah, require that any expert opinions to the contrary must be barred. Let me explain to you what that means. What that means is the judge says, I have not heard the case. I am answering the matter before I hear the case. I'm following Proverbs 18:13 and functioning in the concept of folly because I'm answering it before I hear it. By the way, no expert witnesses on their side because I've already made my determinations. Now, the positive out of this, even though it's absolutely insane, the positive coming from Charles Lemandry is that it's great grounds for an appeal because it's insanity on its face. But the judge has said, I've made my decision. I'm operating in the principle of folly because I'm answering the matter before I hear it. No experts on the other side, only for the side that I want to win. Oh, by the way, I'm the judge. Which side do you think's going to win? See, you're right. You're right. The country's not going down swishing in a toilet bowl. You're right. Uh-huh. Yeah, sure. Okay, so with that story, I wanted to point out that today, see how I dropped that story in? Now here comes the sewing part. The actual sewing as in sewing with a thread and a needle thread. Okay. In 1870, the Utah Territory granted women the right to vote on this day in 1870. In 1887, they revoked it. Now, what does that got to do with anything? Because this demonstrates two very clear things. One, laws are acted, then they're enacted, they're revoked, then they're restated, and then they're revoked again, and then they're taken out again, then they're put in again, and that there is one thing you better know about all society in the United States of America. There's no actual settled law, because as soon as they change it, it's the new settled law. Kind of like science. Science, it's settled science. That's what they said when smoking was supposed to calm you down. That was settled. Oh, but then they unsettled it. And then eat some Twinkies. That'll make you do better. Oh, but now that'll ruin your whole internal system and kill you. Oh, by the way, don't drink milk either. Oh, no, now you can drink milk. Don't breathe. Now you can breathe. Don't exercise. Exercise.
Eggs.
Do everything. Eggs are good. Eggs are bad. Eggs are this. Eggs are that. So they keep changing these things in science. They keep changing these things in law. There is no settled law if a new law is just the silliest thing in the world. So it used to be that slavery was okay, then they changed that law, right? So there's no settled law that way. That's an insane concept the way people say it. But let me say this real quickly. In relationship to the New Jersey judge and in relationship to they change laws all the time, the gay marriage issue, the same-sex marriage issue is coming up before the Supreme Court. I promise you, I'm prophesying right now, I know what the corporate's saying, I know what everybody's saying, the Supreme Court will absolutely uphold or stand by gay marriage. That's my position. I understand people are like, we hope not. I get it. I don't think that's going to happen. I think the Supreme Court's going to say it's fine and dandy. That's my position. The next thing you're going to see is there's going to be more of an acknowledgement that this comes to pass. And Robo Producer, I want you to literally write this statement down. Straight hate is here. straight hate. People that hate people that are straight, or people that want to be straighter, they hate them. So straight hate, it's here.
Shouldn't it be an equal standard?
Yeah, there's going to be no equal standard. Wait, until, if the Lord has mercy on this nation and doesn't do a thing like he did to Sodom and Gomorrah, until the law gets changed, it becomes different, and then that'll be the settled law. And then wait, and then that'll change, and then that'll be the settled law. And then everybody will have to eat McDonald's, and nobody will be able to eat Burger King, and that'll be the settled law. Until that gets changed, let me explain something to you about settled law. It's settled as long as the team who's winning is on the side of the team that's winning. If it's settled, it's we're winning. If we're losing, it's unsettled. But straight hate is here. It's evidenced by judges. It's evidenced by juries. It's evidenced by culture. And here's the answer to that. You know how policy is being made in the United States right now? Popular opinion. You know what that's going to do? Destroy the nation. You know what that's going to mean? Good news for us, Jesus is coming back sooner. Ha! You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. When we come back, we got a whopping DDD and then our very own Sam Russo. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Make your next real estate transaction count. For eternity, meet top-performing residential real estate professional, Sam Razul.
Hey, K-Praise friends, Sam here. So you or someone you know is thinking about selling a home, but the house needs some work. No problem. I'll front up to $20,000 for fix-ups, and I won't charge any interest or fees to use my money. Your home will sell faster and for top dollar. I get reimbursed at close of escrow. I'll also be donating to your favorite ministry. Everyone wins. Call me now. I'll answer all your questions right over the phone. 858-722-7515 or visit me online at thinksam.com.
Sam wants to share his Muslim to Christian testimony with you or your small group. If you or someone you know is considering a move, you won't believe how much of his commissions he'll share with ministry. Call Sam now at 858-722-7515 or visit him online at thinksam.com. He's the real deal. BRE license number 01192260.
Moms, KPRZ presents our craziest show yet, America's most popular live stage show for you and your daughter. It's the Secret Keeper Girl Crazy Hair Tour, created by best-selling author Dana Gresh. The most fun a mom and daughter will ever have digging into God's Word while laughing and singing together. Secret Keeper Girl is a special mother-daughter event that promotes biblical modesty, purity, and real inner beauty, presented in a super fun and safe environment with live worship. Join us Sunday, February 22nd at Foothills Christian Church in El Cajon or Friday, February 27th at Calvary Chapel Oceanside at 6:30 p.m. Come experience what over a million moms and daughters have enjoyed around the country. Your daughter and you will have a blast. To learn more and to order your tickets today, go to secretkeepergirl.com. That's secretkeepergirl.com.
KPRZ has teamed up with trustworthy businesses in your area to bring you the Honey-Do List. One click connects you with KPRZ experts for pest control, heating and air, home improvement, maintenance, repair, and more. Find licensed contractors you can trust. Visit KPRZ.com and click on the Honey-Do List banner for professionals in pest control, home comfort systems, roofing, solar, and more. Click the KPRZ Honey-Do List because we want you to be comfortable in your home and with who you let in your home. Brought to you by Home Comfort USA, formerly known as 1-800-COMFORT. New name, same loving family. Call 858-866-8637 to save big with their fall clearance sale. The warehouse is full of 2014 heating and air conditioning systems, all at 25% off. Last chance of the year for huge savings. Call 858-866-8637. That's 858-866-8637.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. You got to get ready in the segment after this one. Our very own Sam Russell is going to be here. He's already in studio, so you got the Palestinian Christian and the Jewish Christian. Come on. You can't do anything better than that. Just come on. For those that want to, you can go to Facebook, type in the David Spoon Experience, like it, and or make a comment. I'm sure there's some people that weren't too happy with my last segment. Here's what I would say. Oh, well. Here's the title of this DDD for you. This is a mind blower. It's called Find the Call. Find the Call. You know what? I'm going to help you not have to buy a self-help book for the rest of your life. How about that? You'll never have to buy another one. You just have to use one verse in the Bible. How about that? One verse in the Bible? Mm-hmm. That's all you need. Philippians chapter 2, verse 13. Philippians 2, verse 13 says this, "For it is God who is at work in you, both to will and to work for his good pleasure." Interesting passage. Let's use a counter passage with that, and then we'll go back in and break it down. Exodus 35:34. God has also put into his heart to teach both he and his son of the tribe of Dan. Here's something that people don't know. What you'll do is you'll read 100 different books. Find your ego, Lego, Yego, whatever. Lego, my ego. I don't care. Here's all you got to know. When God made you, he didn't go, "Oh, well, I'm just going to factory make this person." Blip, 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 blip. Factory, factory. You're not a car coming out of the Ford factory. Okay? You're a creation of the Most High God. And if you go to that Philippians 2:13 passage and you look at it and you take a deep breath and read it, you'll find it says this, "For it is God who is at work in you." Okay, we'll do this together. God is at work in me. God is at work in you. God is in work in you. Oh, so God's at work. Oh, and he's in work in us. Well, what's he working? Both to will and to work for his good pleasure. Now, we read that, and we just go blah, and blank out. But listen to what it's saying. To will is to desire or to want. That's what it is. It's a passion. So now let's read the first half of that verse, understanding what it is to will. "For it is God who is at work in you, both to desire," or both to be passionate about. Now watch this. So God is at work in you to bring about this passion, this desire, both to will and to work. Not only to bring about this passion and desire, but also to act upon it and accomplish it for his good pleasure. Now let's just review the whole verse and do it as a oneness. "For it is God who is at work in you both to desire and to accomplish for his good pleasure." You know that thing inside of you that you are trying to fill? That's the thing God put inside of you that's connected to him putting it in you for you to will it, to want it, to desire it, to hunger for it, to be passionate for it. And he not only puts the desire inside you, but gives you the ability through the empowerment of the Spirit and the fellowship with him to accomplish, to act, to complete, to fulfill it. So it's God who's working in you both to be passionate and to accomplish what he wants you to do, which is inside of you, which is what you want to do anyway, but it's for his pleasure. Here's the ultimate key in that understanding. God already put inside of you what it is you're supposed to do, and by your communion with him, you figure out, what is that thing that I need to do, that I need to accomplish? What is that passion in me that I need to fulfill that I've not fulfilled? As long as you still sense that you have not fulfilled it, you are still working towards it. And somebody said, "Well, how do I find that?" Because that's the question. How do I locate that in the Lord? And I've got an unbelievable, simple answer. You're going to go, "What?" Here's what you do. You ready? This is going to sound so bizarre. You're going to think I've lost my mind, which is like, okay. You make an inventory of your life and you write down all the things you've done in your life on a piece of paper. And you look at all those things that you're looking at that list that make your heart jump and your eyes brighten. And something in those things, in some form of combination with the Lord, is what he put inside you to accomplish. And you think, "Well, it can't be that easy, or else they wouldn't be selling $300 billion worth of books." All those people that write those books, they're just looking for the same thing. They're looking for the same thing you're looking for. God already put it inside of you. He put the passion in you. He put the hunger in you. He put the thirst in you. And he'll help you accomplish it. But in your communion with him, as you review with him, he'll show you how to pull that out from what's in the depth of your heart. Don't buy a book. Use Philippians 2:13. Try that. Spend time with God saying, what is this thing in me that burns that I've not yet quenched? How do I quench it? Help me to quench this so that I can do it for your good pleasure. And watch as the Lord brings about what it is you're supposed to do. Wait. What you were, yes, created for. Then you're going to find some real fulfillment. And it doesn't always come in the form of a check. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. When we come back, we're here with our buddy Sam. Don't go anywhere.
Wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Hi, I'm Donna, and I'm a mentor, host, home provider with California Mentors Family Home Agency. If you have an extra bedroom and want to make a real difference in your community, open your home to an adult with a developmental disability who might not have the opportunity to live with a loving family like yours. Call a California Mentor recruiter today who can share more about this special program. You'll get all the ongoing support you need and a generous monthly stipend. Call a California Mentor recruiter today at 1-855-MENTOR-2 or go online at mentorswanted.com.
Wow! In addition to being experts at new roof construction, old roof repairs, remodeling and maintenance, did you know that Excalibur Roofing is also an expert in waterproofing? That's right, no water allowed. Sorry, Rubber Ducky. From using the top-of-the-line Life Deck systems for deck coating to flat or sloping roofs, Excalibur Roofing covers the angles. Get it? With over 20 years of experience, an active member in the BBB, licensed and bonded in roofing classifications, plus testimonials from people just like you, you can count on Excalibur Roofing. Call 760-743-8803. That number again, 760-743-8803. Or go online to their website at excaliberroofing.com. The best part of all their estimates are free. Just give them a call. What have you got to lose? But leaks, not onions. 760-743-8803. For residential or commercial help, remember, Excalibur Roofing. They've got you covered.
Hundreds of babies are abandoned on the streets of Seoul, South Korea every year. But one brave pastor has made it his mission to save them. See this powerful true story come to life when The Dropbox comes to movie theaters for 3 nights only, March 3rd, 4th, and 5th, with a special performance by Stephen Curtis Chapman. A portion of the producer's proceeds goes to support this pastor's life-saving ministry. Get your tickets now at thedropboxfilm.com.
Hi folks, Alan Thicke here, and you've probably heard, maybe from me, that if you owe the IRS money, they can do some scary things. Garnish your wages, levy your bank account, even seize your home or business. You add on the penalties and interest, and getting out of debt can seem impossible. Back taxes are for real, it's not a game. But the game changes when you have a team of tax experts on your side. The professionals at Optima Tax Relief can immediately protect you from aggressive collections. And for a limited time, the IRS is offering a tax debt forgiveness program. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative. With the help of Optima, you may qualify for a settlement that saves you thousands. Nobody knows the game better than the Optima team. Don't wait till it's game over. Let their experts coach you through this. It's a win-win. Call for your free consultation.
Call 800-711-5743. 800-711-5743. 800-711-5743. 800-711-5743.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
You know what?
There is absolutely no reason. Don't spend another year being uncomfortable in your own home. You and your family should be warm in the winter and cool in the summer. The air you breathe in your home should be clean and fresh and safe. Home Comfort USA has the solution with three generations of local experience and a heart to serve. The guys at Home Comfort USA are the trusted experts at heating, air conditioning, and indoor air quality. So whether you need a simple repair or a whole new system, call the Comfort Guys.
Home Comfort USA.
Factory fresh tune-ups, just $69.
Home Comfort USA.
Whole new systems starting as low as $39.95.
Home Comfort USA.
Wow. And now with 5 years, no interest or payment starting at only $99 a month, there's no reason to wait. 858-866-8637.
Call the Comfort Guys. We're there.
858-866-8637. CSLB number 974908.
Home Comfort USA.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Better than Cleveland, Ohio, I can tell you that. If you want to reach the show, you can do so by sending an email to davidspoon@kprz.com. In the studio, Sam Rasool from thinksam.com. So I'm just getting everybody ready now. Thinksam.com. Single greatest URL I think I've ever heard of. It might think Sam. .com. Okay.
It's like done, okay. Right?
Yeah, done. It's simple. Now, Sam is a Keller Williams realtor, right?
Yes, sir. Say
and we're going to actually, so for those that don't know, the background that Sam and I have are kind of unique in our situation. We are both Bible-believing Christians, and we have maybe really not that far apart heritages.
Right, just a wall between us.
Yeah, there's just a wall between our heritages. And we're going to discuss current events in a little bit. But first, I want to talk about the business aspect for Sam, because Sam has become, for the David Spoon Experience, the real estate dude.
Ooh, nice.
The real estate dude. And there's two primary reasons. One, because when he explains something, I get it, which for me, kind of huge. And then two, thinksam.com. Come on. A simple guy like me, got to keep it easy or I have a hard time. Phone number, and I'm going to do it and just tell me if I get it wrong, but it's 858-722-7515.
That's my cell. It rings right on my hip.
Okay, so I got that squared away. 858-722-7515. Couple things people need to know about you, Sam, is if somebody buys a home through you, what happens?
Well, if somebody buys or sells a home through me and they mention KPRZ or David Spoon, I'm going to give back 25% of the commissions to a charity of their choice. Preferably, we'd love to give it back to one of our ministries here at KPRZ, Turning Point or something else, but that's up to them.
Okay, so 25% either selling or buying. When we're in either
doesn't
direction,
matter.
Doesn't matter. The second thing I want people to know is understanding the kind of person that you'd be dealing with when you're dealing with Sam. Sam is one of the few people in the world that has gone into Dr. David Jeremiah's office and said, you shouldn't be a Christian, and I'll tell you why.
I'm probably the only person.
Yeah, I don't think that succeeded for Sam, but no. it was a great effort. You know, it was great. And then from that time on, Sam has had the opportunity. He's written a book that talks about his faith because he comes from a Palestinian background. And I do want people to know, in case you don't know, if you're looking for your church or it's a small group or you got a Bible study and you're thinking, man, I'd love to have somebody like that come and talk to us about his background, but then talk about his faith and so on and so forth. Again, go to thinksam.com and you'll have that opportunity to connect with Sam, or you can call him, like you said, on his phone at 858-722-7515. Then you can have Sam there, and I don't know, whatever the arrangements are, but then you'll have an opportunity to find out what is it that people from that region really think about what it is that we believe.
Yeah.
And that, I think, is what people, that's what evades people, because yep. What they hear is a lot of negative stories. We'll cover that, like I said, in a little bit. But they hear that and then they formulate opinions and they, you know, put up walls and they have no idea really what's going on.
Well, you know, I spoke just this past weekend at a small church in Vista.
Okay.
And it was the message that pastor wanted me to bring was not necessarily the side-by-side, let's compare Islam to Christianity and let's go through and you know, let's debunk Islam. He wanted me to explain to him what was it that touched my heart and pierced my heart in Dr. David Jeremiah's office that made me say, yes, I want to accept Christ? That was what he wanted me
to convey.
Cool. That was easy for me. I was like, well, the guy could explain his faith.
Yeah.
And he was like, what do you mean? I said, well, most Christians that I talked to before him, they couldn't really articulate to me why they were a Christian. They would just tell me, well, you know, I'm a Christian because my family's a Christian, or, well, because, you know, because this or because that, but they couldn't really tell me why they were a Christian.
That's cool. And is that Steve's church? Is that where you
That was Steve's church.
Okay, cool. Yeah. All right, cool. Yeah. All right, so here's the thing I want people to know. So now let's back up to real estate real quickly, because we bounce everywhere here. There's
sure
no, you know, the logic here is there is very little logic. Here's how this, my question for you is. A person's thinking, I don't really want to buy a house right this second, but I like Sam. I think thinksam.com, cool. URL, even Spoon can get it. That's good. Okay, so, but people don't realize their sphere of influence, do they?
No. And you know, you and I were talking about that last week, and you were like, well, Sam, on the radio, how many people are going to be like ready to buy or sell a home right now? I said, maybe none. I said, but every person that's listening to this show right now, I almost can guarantee you they know somebody right at this moment from their church group, from their from work or from school or from somewhere out, their dentist, their someone, they know one person right now, I guarantee you, that has said to them, yeah, we're thinking about a move this year.
Yeah. No,
and that's the sphere that we can reach out to and say, hey, I got a guy for you.
Now, the key in that, I think, is for people to get, like, for example, here at work, there's probably, I think there's like 25 people or so that I would know of that work here at the station. So that would be like one sphere. And then my wife, where she works, is like a billion people. Not a billion, but it just seems like a lot of people. So that's a sphere. Then there's the sphere of people that would be not just in that range, but in our social range where we connect. Right. Now, be it our church or be it a group that we get together and play Yahtzee. We don't do that very much, but I'm just saying if it was that kind of group, or even our kids in their sphere of friends, because now, look at, let's face it. I mean, my kids are in their 30s. So those days are all, you know, those bubblegum days are kind of over. Now we're talking tax issues. It's like, it's a different planet altogether. Right. And that's a sphere. And then our parents and then their friends. It's much larger than people think, isn't it?
It's much larger. And what I'm hoping, you know, we can do over time is have your listeners really see the benefit in having Think Sam on their mind when somebody does raise their hand and say, yeah, we're thinking about a move down the road. The benefit is I just want them to go, here's a guy that we can introduce them to, Sam. And this guy, just for meeting with me, you and I talked about this too on the show before, just for the interview process, if they introduce me to someone and that person interviews me, even if they still want to hire somebody else, I'm still going to donate $250 to a ministry regardless.
That's so very powerful.
There's really no reason for our listeners to not say, that's it. If someone's going to tell me about their moving plans, I am going to say, I got to introduce you to my guy, Sam. Boom, done.
Okay, so if you know somebody or the realm or in your spheres or whatever, and they decide they're going to talk to Sam, and even if they don't do anything with Sam, Sam will still take $250 and give it to a nonprofit, the same thing,
whatever ministry they want it to go to. And if the person, you know, if the person, their friend might not even be a Christian, they want to donate it to Save the Whales, we'll donate to whatever nonprofit they want to donate.
Okay, and the key in there is to remember thinksam.com. I just think that's the easiest. Now, if you have a real hard time, you can get a hold of me and then I'll send you. I think that's what happened the last time. But it, one way or another, especially, you know, we're talking real estate wise, and I'm going to ask him another question, then we're going to break and then come back and talk about current affairs. But again, if you have a church or a small group and you're like, I really want Sam to talk to my group, this is kind of exactly what we're looking for, you need to go to thinksam.com. That's perfect. And he'll come and talk and share, and you will be like, what? Because most people have not a clue. All right, just finishing up on the real estate, one of the things that I have not figured out is, because it just changed from 8 years ago to 6 years ago to 4 years ago to 2 years ago to now, I really don't have a clue. Yeah. How much does somebody have to make to buy a house nowadays? What's the deal? I mean, it used to be 30% down, then 20%, and this, and it changes all the time. What does a person need to make? Is it a debt ratio? Is it an income ratio? What is it?
Well, there's a lot of factors. And yeah, the real estate market's been crazy the last 10 years. I mean, we've gone from one spectrum to the other, back to the other. Where we are today is money is, I don't want to say loose again, but money is available. lenders want to loan. There's a lot of money out there. Interest rates are ridiculously low. I think today it was 3.7 was the 30-year fixed. And I mean, I talk to people all the time and they tell me how much they're paying for rent. And I just sit there and go, oh, please stop that. And, you know, and I ask them how much you make. And I go, why don't you own a home? This is a once in a lifetime opportunity right now to capitalize on the government loaning money at 3.5 to 4%. We're not going to see this again. To answer your question, there's a lot of ways. You don't need 20% down or 30% down. You can be in an FHA mortgage with as little as 3.5% down. As far as income is concerned, roughly 30%, you know, if you want to kind of use that as your ratio. Okay, so if you make $10,000 a month, after all your expenses, you got to have at least 30% allocated towards housing.
Gotcha. Okay, that's really a big key. Is the 30% is kind of one of the big keys.
It can go higher than that. You can even have
okay.
Yeah.
I mean, but that's good. I mean, you got to have some kind of buffer. If you're making 10 grand, you're going to get this. If somebody was making 5 grand collectively, they could still do it if they were allocating
totally.
1,500, though, right?
I mean,
it's
absolutely.
Not. So it's just the percentages. Yeah. It's not you have to make 10 grand or make it. So
if they don't have any debt, right, you could make $4,000
right.
A month and still be able to qualify to buy a home.
Yeah. See, that's really good. That's why, because I think you're going to help me this year. This will be a good year for me to make some changes, because we're getting rid of we're almost done with all our debt, which
good
is like our
you.
Big thing. Okay. So here's what I'm doing. Take a break, come back, and we're going to talk more to Sam about current events. Here's the one thing you got to remember. ThinkSam.com. It's worth $250 every time he meets somebody, or 25% of a full commission. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. We're coming right back.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
At Big O Tires, buy 2 select tires in stock, get 2 free, Friday through Monday only, 7 a.m. till closing. With purchase of any alignment and tire protection package, get 2 free tires when you buy 2, Friday through Monday only. For your nearest participating Big O Tires, go to BigOTires.com.
Current Solar Contracting is your one-stop solar shop, and with over 20 years of solar experience, Current Solar Contracting is here to make sure you get the best deal possible.
Hello, my name is Gaetano Giacalone, CEO of Current Solar Contracting. We're looking to provide you with quality workmanship and services. We do extensive research to make sure what we're putting on your home or business is the best the solar industry has to offer and the best fit for your solar needs. Current Solar Contracting is family-owned and operated, so when you work with us, you work with real employees, not outsourced third parties. We work directly with you step by step to ensure complete customer satisfaction. Take the solar challenge. See how much money Current Solar Contracting can save you.
Call 619-272-0303. That's 619-272-0303. Or visit currentsd.com.
We can't wait to have you join our Current Solar family.
619-272-0303. Or visit currentsd.com.
Once upon a time, there was a company that did not know how to find local employees. Their employees were excellent, but so exhausted from their long commutes, the employees slept more than they worked. Sadly, the company began to slow, until one day, someone woke up.
I'm awake.
I'm awake.
And that day, the company discovered HelpWantedSanDiego.com. They easily posted many jobs in minutes for one low price and found the most excellent local employees, from the loading dock to IT to the executive suite. All of their old employees found local jobs, too, through HelpWantedSanDiego.com.
Yay!
So there was a happy ending for all. If your company sounds like this, and you want it to sound like this,
hooray!
Remember HelpWantedSanDiego.com. More local jobs. Long name, amazing results.
Chris George, General Manager, Team Kia of El Cajon. What can people expect from the Kia brand?
The perception of Kia and the quality it delivers, there's still a gap. That product has evolved so much, I don't even think it's caught up. And if you took time and you looked at the Kia, the quality's phenomenal, the warranty's the best on the planet, and you get more for your money. You read any third-party article about the Kia, they're safe, they're reliable, they're economical, they're 20% more car for 20% less money.
Go to TeamKiaOfElCajon.com today and get a free tire rotation, brake inspection, and alignment quick check.
20 years of debt management services, nearly $100 million saved in finance charges. It's Trinity's 20th anniversary, and these are just a few of the milestones we're celebrating as we begin our third decade of helping people become debt-free for keeps.
My name is Mike. Trinity brought us relief by greatly reducing our interest and consolidating our bills into one easy-to-manage monthly payment.
Call 1-800-990-6976. 1-800-990-6976.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Hanging out with our good friend Sam Rasul, who's the real estate dude for the David Spoon Experience. I just can't say it any clearer than that. Not only is if somebody meets with Sam, he gives $250 away to a nonprofit. If somebody does any kind of purchase, buy, or if they sell through Sam, 25% of his commission goes again to a nonprofit. He's available for speaking, and you think, well, why? What's the big deal? Because he has a Palestinian background, and he's sitting in a studio with me. And if you've listened to anything on this show, first of all, you know that's brave by itself.
True that.
And then additionally, he's one of the few people in the world that went into Dr. David Jeremiah and tried to set Dr. David Jeremiah straight. Didn't go so well for Sam, went fine for Dr. David Jeremiah. We do want to point out that he does have this one element of the fix-up program. Let's just mention that and then get into current
affairs. Real quick. It's because it's my favorite thing that I do. Home sellers, if you have a house that needs fix-up, you want to put paint and carpet and get it ready for market, but you don't have the funds to do that, I will actually front those funds, David, at no cost, no interest. I'll front that expense for those people, and I get that money back at escrow. It just helps the house sell faster, and it just everybody wins, and it's a great way to. I love doing it because I love to see how the finished product turns out.
Excellent. Okay, good job. All right, so for those that don't know, thinksam.com, that's the website, the URL. It's all you got to do, thinksam.com. 858-722-7515. Let's ask Sam. As you know, there was a brutal, horrific, actually, killing that took place just the other day. A man killed these three Muslim people. I think one was a husband and wife. The other was like a sister.
Yeah.
As you look at that, having gone through that background, then becoming Christian, though, what do you think when you see that, hear that? What processes for you?
I mean, just as a human being, I just process some disbelief that anybody would do such a thing, regardless whether they're killing a Muslim or a Christian or anybody. I just go, really? And then after that, then I start to kind of process everything going on in our world and ISIS and Islam and Christianity and they hate us and they want to kill us. And then I start to think about, I had a conversation last night with somebody about this and I said, I think one of the big things is everybody can, I don't think nobody condones this and says, yeah, this is great. I think we all condemn it. One of the big differences, though, I think as Christians and as Americans, we will condemn this publicly. We will stand up and say, this is not acceptable. And that's one of the things that kind of bugs me about when I see stuff going on in the Middle East. And these, I want to hear some people just stand up here and go, no, this is not acceptable. I want to see a protest, where I'm seeing Muslims outraged at some of the things that they see going on. You just don't see enough of that. That's kind of sad.
Is there, our time is limited, but is it because there's a fear of repercussion that people don't come publicly and are more vocal, like certain specific leaders where they then think they'll be targeted? Or is it because they're not as upset? I mean, you know what I'm saying?
Well, it's a great question. I think it's a combination of both. I think they're upset, and I think they're... they're upset with what they see, but I think there's also probably some part deep down in them that says, well, this is the process of Islam, and it's bad, and I hate it, and it's miserable, and I hate to see it, but I don't want to get involved.
Yeah.
That's a
tough place to be. And as Christians, you look at it and you think, and I think it's really important for us, especially in the audience, to write, we got to separate from the media insanity and from the other insanities that take place, especially being people of the book, so to speak, people that believe Genesis through Revelation. Yeah, none of that is good. We don't support any of it. It's horrid. And the one thing that all Christians should be doing is praying that the kingdom principles will prevail. I mean, that should be kind of our
amen,
our approach, because you get into it and it's like, you know, he was conservative, he was liberal, he's this. Hey, you know what he was? A sinner that went bonkers in his sin. And that without Jesus Christ, that opportunity seems to be more and more available for people on a regular basis. Okay, Sam is the real estate dude for the David Spoon Experience. I want you to think Sam. .com. That's his URL. Can't beat that. It's so good. I'm so proud of you that you got it, because it's such an
keep
easy
it simple.
One.
Keep it
easy for a person like me. 858-722-7515. All types of benefits working with Sam in every capacity. Plus, I'd like you all to commit to one thing. Lift him up in prayer. This is a mission and a decision.
I'll take that.
And we're going to do it together. Right, brother?
Amen.
God bless you, brother. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. We're taking a 22-hour break, and then it's more insanity with Spoonanity. Talk to you tomorrow.